say I'm doing great all the time. It's like, you're not looking great. You're ugly. You don't make any money.
Wow, baby, this is good.
And I was like, yes!
You're the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just darkness.
You are the tunnel.
The look he gave me, he was so disgusted.
We don't go, hey, we won the national title. Good job. Now everybody get your ass back to class. Did I just out myself for having some sort of condition down there?
Some sort of glandular condition. We're just talking.
I like you, but, you know, not that.
You're not in like with me.
I have a girlfriend, man. I'm sorry.
You're not a side scroller.
No.
You're not a...
I'm not a midnight golfer. Hello.
Hi there.
Are you there?
Welcome.
Can you hear me now?
I am the always spectacular, the always audacious, the vivacious, the beautiful, the handsome, the... I forget what they say. The something, something too sweet to be sour. Pro wrestling thing. I am Jeff Maxwell, a.k.a. Maxwell Stevens, a.k.a. Jack Basketball, a.k.a. the blue collar guy. I keep my head down, a.k.a. Honest Joe. I tell the truth, a.k.a. Magical Mondo. I'm just riding them waves, a.k.a. Buster Douglas, because I dropped the mic, a.k.a. Hard Hitting Mitch. Don't want to be a bitch. I am always joined by the ugliest man in the world.
I'm the other guy. I'm Los Stevens, your friendly neighborhood Los, a.k.a. Stephen Ivory
You
Canes.
Know Los, yes. Stephen Ivory Canes.
Yes, welcome. This is the best of episode where we're highlighting and awarding our favorite beers that we've drank throughout season two, which they call the sophomore slump. And thank you for joining us.
Is that what we're in?
Because this is Booze and Basketball,
the best of both worlds.
Make sure to check out boozeandbasketball.com
for all your booze and basketball needs.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes,
Snapchat,
SoundCloud,
Podomatic,
Stitcher, Slacker,
Encore. Is that a thing? HBO Now,
Stars, BuzzFeed, all of them, all of the above,
and wherever podcasts are found.
Thank you so much. So
that was damn near perfect.
Almost.
Who's gonna be the first to mess it up? I was going back, Lose, looking through our back catalog of episodes because I had to do the very tedious task of
the clerical work.
Oh man, taking an Excel sheet, putting down the name of every episode and the brewery and the beer and the grade and all that and the date. And all that stuff, because, you know, I'm too lazy and I screw up to do it right after the episode, which would probably be easier. But, you know, I get back catalog. Me and you were just some clowns, man.
Oh,
just
man.
Listening to all the episodes.
Looking at the titles of those episodes.
It's like we passed it back and forth of who's the bigger screw up. Sometimes you weren't even there.
or I like to say the biggest dope. Such a dope.
Lot of, and you'll be seeing a lot of those screw-ups over the course of the next couple weeks as we release the best of Booze and Basketball Season 2 as we enter
Season 3.
Season 1, Season 2, you can find them now on Best Buy at Best Buy.
Yes.
BestBuy.com. Amazon Prime also carries them.
Circuit City.
Select shipping to your door. Circuit City, but if you go in, I don't know if there's going to be a cashier there. Did you ever go to Circuit City in the last few years of its waiting
existence?
It went out of business for about 5 years.
Yeah, I worked there.
Get out of here.
I used to work at Circuit City.
Were you there when it went out of business?
I was seasonal, so I worked there up until 2 or 3 months before they closed for good, and that place was a shit show, my friend.
Tell me more.
I never knew where the register was, because there'd be, like, this weird computer on... You know the computers at Best Buy where they look up stuff?
Yeah.
That used to serve as the register at Circuit City.
Oh.
So, scatter about the
so
store.
So, like, I went to Fry's Electronics the other day, and there was a computer. I asked a dude how much the mic that's in front of us that we're recording
that
on right now, how much it is. And he took me through, like, a labyrinth to get to this computer. And then he was like, it's this much. And then he walked away, and I had to find my way back to my friend. So that's that's what it was like.
That's what it was like every day, even for the employees.
Every time
I didn't know where I was at.
Every time I went into Circuit City, there's no one at the register. And I was like, how am I supposed to pay for this? I'm about to walk out the store.
There were technically no registers. And one time, yeah, and they were very incompetent. One time my friend really wanted me to go to this party that I said I was going to go to, but I had to work.
And you couldn't find the register, so you couldn't make it on time.
So he showed up to my job, and I'm like, dude, I can't go. And he was like, sorry, Los, your mom died. And I was like, what? It just happened to be my lunch. I decided never to come back. And
get out of here.
Never came back. I went to the party. 2 days later, I come back to work. They were like, hey, Los, nice to see you. Never noticed I was gone. For all they knew, I worked overtime. I was 48 hours straight.
And,
yeah.
And if you were born in like 2002 and you're listening to this podcast, first of all, you know.
You're thinking.
Hey, man, what are you doing listening to this podcast? You're far too young.
I'm
going to
tell your mom.
But second of all, yeah, I'm going to tell your mom. And second of all, you don't know what Circuit City is. Circuit City was essentially a red Best Buy.
Yeah. It was.
That's all it was.
It was. That's it.
It's the exact same thing. And Radio Shack was a gray Best Buy. I was talking with my buddy when we were coming out of Fry's Electronics.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about how amazing Radio Shack was back in the day. Radio Shack was it.
Yeah.
If you wanted electronics, you're going to Radio
Shack.
That
was your go-to spot.
Like, can we go to Best Buy? I was like, what's Best Buy?
You had to go out of the way. Best Buy was a field trip. Radio Shack, you could just stroll by on your way to the food court. You needed to pick up some batteries. Radio Shack was right there.
And Best Buy just wasn't ready yet. No. Best Buy was selling, like, microwaves, and that was kind of it.
It was for grown-ups, yeah. When you needed a new fridge, or you just wanted to look at
a
new TV.
Really,
you didn't even buy a TV from Best Buy. That's just where you used to look at them. Oh, I like that one. And then you had to
go to Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
Are they still around? They went out of business, too.
Yeah, they did.
Man, I learned how to play N64 at Montgomery Ward because that was when it came out. And I was like, man, one day when I'm real old, I'm going to have one of these. I'm going to be 30 and I'm going to make my own decisions. I'm going to get that Mario 64. And to this day, I still haven't played Mario 64.
Oh, man. And Radio Shack used to have all the remote control toys, too.
Oh, yeah, they still do. They're just, who plays with remote control toys
that's
anymore?
True. We play Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Are you in on that?
No.
No, me neither.
I'm part of the resistance. You want to join me?
I'm not in the resistance. I don't have a problem with it. I don't get the people who
I've just never been part of a resistance before, so I thought now would be the right time.
Yes, you are. You're up for all sorts of things, you and your beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I wanted to be part of a resistance.
You guys are doing real things.
Yeah, but I wanted to be part of a resistance. So, yeah, I'm...
I kind of am.
Quote, unquote, anti-Pokemon.
Los and his wonderful girlfriend... Yeah. Are a part of this resistance called Car Free LA.
Yeah.
Where they go, we don't like cars. Your girlfriend has a car, and she doesn't use it, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
But
have you driven in LA before? Why would you want to use it?
No, I haven't. So anyway, they don't have cars, and they're very confident, good-looking people, despite the fact I called those the ugliest man in the world.
I'm an uggo.
I don't mean it.
Your friendly neighborhood troll.
So I don't have a car, because, you know, various purposes.
And you ride that wave. Why need a car when you ride that wave?
I ride the wave. And so, you know, when I'm on, like, a dating site or I'm on a date out in public with a bag over my head.
it'll be easy to spot.
Save the worst for last. And they go, you don't have a car? And I go, Car Free LA. So I'm a part
Pull
of the
out
resistance.
Your Instagram.
I'm a part of the resistance, not by choice. I want a car.
You were born in it.
Real sad.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we're there.
Before we went off on all these wild tangents, Circuit City over here.
Yeah. Proud seasonal employee.
Yeah. So we were talking about this is the best of show. Well, this isn't the best of show, but this is the award show.
Yes.
This is the Oscars.
This is a lot. The boozies.
This is a lot more off task than Chris Rock's Oscar
awards. Yeah.
Monologue. He had a lot to say.
Yeah, we don't have shit to say.
We'll put his civil rights monologue up against our Circuit City monologue and see which one sticks.
I think we have a shot here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, last year, Los,
okay.
we had some awards that we doled out.
Mm-hmm.
Same awards. Now, you know, we're drinking one of the awards right now.
Yeah.
It may be your award. It's definitely my
okay
MVP.
Which we'll reveal later.
Yeah. So, how do you want to get this started? You want to read off the first award? Should we start handing out awards already?
Sure. So, why don't you just lay out for the wonderful listeners what the categories are.
Okay.
Of all of our...
So, yes. Our categories are... And we'll explain each one when it comes to us. Same as last year. We start off with the Rookie of the Year. We move in to our Most Improved. Then we have our International Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. Executive of the Year, mm-hmm. and the Most Valuable Player.
Oh, yeah.
There's not really a Coach of the Year. That would just, you know, yeah. We could get that one to fit. It's
for shits and gigs.
So, we start with the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Loafs.
Now, the Rookie of the Year is one in which we, just a newcomer to the game.
It doesn't have to be a new brewery, but we would like it to be a new brew. It could be a seasonal brew, something that was introduced temporarily. Last year's Rookie of the Year was Umgang's Fire and Blood Ale, mm-hmm. which got an A from both of us.
Yeah.
This year, Los. How'd you get that sheet right there?
Huh?
You're working off of a sheet?
Yeah.
How did you get it?
I acquired it.
You're the worst person in the world.
I'm a wizard.
This guy hacked into my computer. It's like that show Mr. Robot. Oh, hey, speaking of that,
yes.
I saw Ghostbusters.
Oh, how was it?
I think we should do it overtime, but talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned.
No, so my Rookie of the Year happens to be a sort of repeat. It is Umgang's Three-Eyed Raven.
Interesting.
Yes. You weren't so much of a fan of it, but it was a newcomer, and I was surprised.
It was okay.
Yeah. But you weren't that much of a fan of it. Exactly. You just supported that.
Jesus.
But yeah, I was a newcomer, and I was struck by how much of a pale ale it was. And I'm a fan of pale ales, and it surprised me. We went to the premiere, if you will. You know, the first tasting of it.
That's not the one. We went to the hoppy one.
Remember? The hoppy one.
I think the one that we went to was called Hoppy Something.
Really?
I think Three-Eyed Raven's been around for a couple of years, buddy, but that's okay. Well, no, because that Game of Thrones episode...
I swear.
That Game of Thrones episode's only a year old, so we'll count it.
I think that was it. That was the Three-Eyed Raven.
About this time last year, we were introduced to the Three-Eyed Raven, so I'm sure it's a rookie.
I think that was it. Yeah. Because they recap from that year.
Right.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, Three-Eyed Raven was my Rookie of the Year. I was pleasantly surprised by its tastiness. How about yours?
Mine I'm very disappointed in because I struggled to find what new beers did we drink. Yeah. And so I was like, well, what seasonal beers did we find?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a few weeks ago, but it was a seasonal ale that just came out from the fine folks at New Belgium. New Belgium's Heavy Melon.
Ah.
Just, you know, we talked about how, you know, as both of us as men of color, how much we enjoy watermelon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, you know, fell for, you know, the watermelon trend. Yeah. When we had a couple weeks there where we kept buying up everything watermelon and got disappointed with everyone. But I believe we gave New Belgium's Heavy Melon Bs all around.
Yes.
I'm like, that's not bad.
That wasn't bad. It was a follow-up from the previous week where we had Hell or High Watermelon.
Yes, which I was very disappointed to see on some...
Because it's everywhere.
Yeah, and it won some awards on, like, Thrill List, which is a pretty reputable site, apparently, but not enough because we weren't on their beer podcast list. So it couldn't have been all that reputable.
Thanks for the omission.
And they also hyped up Hell or High Watermelon, and I'm like, okay, now you guys are losing some points here. No wonder we weren't on their podcast. On their podcast list.
Mm, what a shame.
Get it together, guys.
Oh, and by the way, guys, this is a good time, and I'm including you, Frank, into this. This is a good time for you guys to drive into BevMo right now or your local liquor spot. That sounds like a good term,
and
though.
And you're the one that screwed up.
There we go. Liquory just sounds such a good term. But head up your local liquor store and grab a basket for this episode, because you're going to want to, starting with our Rookie of the Year.
I have an entire box of all sorts of beer sitting in the living room right now, just waiting for season 3.
There you go. We're rubbing our hands right now. So, yeah, Grab a Basket, Rookie of the Year from myself was Three-Eyed Raven by Omgong. Three-Eyed Waven.
Three-Eyed Waven?
I saw a Waven. I saw it.
I did see a putty cat.
Three-Eyed Raven by Omgong.
And New Belgium's Heavy Melon, which Heavy should Melon. Still be in there because it's a
yeah,
it's, seasonal summer for
as
this
of the
summer.
Recording, it's we're right in the dead of summer, so or heat of summer. I think they say heat when you're right in
dead
the
dead of winter and heat of summer.
Yes,
you're fine, buddy.
Hey, okay,
people die during the summer too.
No, they don't. I've never seen that happen. So, moving on to the next category.
What do we have? That is our most improved. Now, last year, Los's good friend, Mr. Pineapple,
yes,
made his most improved. Upheaval IPA made most improved for me. And what most improved means is you're at the BevMo, you're at your Target, you're at wherever your liquor store at your Lickus. What did you say? Licorice?
Liquory.
Liquory. You're at the local liquory.
It sounds right, guys.
You're at the local liquory.
Mr. Oxford should adopt that.
And you grab something not knowing whether it's going to be good, and then when you take it home, you're pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
I said Upheaval IPA last year because I hated IPAs. In fact, I went out of my way because we bought three drinks from Widmer Brothers.
Yes.
And I left that one out and put all the others in the fridge so we didn't have to review it. Los, being intelligent, goes, wait a minute, where's the IPA? I go, well, it's over there. I forgot to put it in the fridge. He was like, that's fine. We're going to drink it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so a warm IPA. I thought it was fine. I thought I enjoyed it. With Mr. Pineapple, I bought Mr. Pineapple. Los was like, come on, man.
What'd you do?
It's in a can. The reason I bought it was because this, you know, pretty woman working at the BevMo was like, you should get Mr. Pineapple. And I was like, cans? And she was like, yeah, it's good.
And you said, okay.
You know, I'm a sucker for pretty eyes. What do you want from me?
And I enjoyed it. Despite your protest, I still always invite Mr. Pineapple to the show.
And we've had it multiple times now, which good for to start off that bad. And now you were a second round draft pick, and now you just got max money. You're Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, who isn't getting max money nowadays? But that still says a lot for where Mr. Pineapple was.
You're Jimmy Butler.
Oh.
Real late pick.
Man. Draymond Green?
Oh, yeah. What was Draymond Green taking?
Yeah, I think in the 20s. But still, it was low for him. Because he could name every player that was taken above him.
Yes, he can. That sounds like something he would do. Idiot.
He sounds like Bubba naming off all the shrimp that he used to fry back in the Forrest Gump. Barbecue shrimp. Yeah. So, what was yours?
You know, we were on that kick for the last two seasons that around Thanksgiving, around Halloween, you know, that whole shtick, we were trying the seasonal pumpkin ales and the pumpkin brews. And I'm just not a fan because I feel like no one... It's like the watermelon thing. It's like, I feel like no one's really taking pumpkin and making it an advantage rather than a disadvantage.
It's not transcending the game.
It's not transcending the game. It's not, you know, it's not Hakeem Olajuwon. All right. But I was impressed with one pumpkin brew that we had where I go, this is what you should be doing. And it was an episode that you and I shared with the Tall Cat.
Mm.
And it was called Elysian Night Owl Pumpkin Ale.
Oh, I remember that one.
And it did pretty well. Let me look up the grades.
We're at A- for yourself, A- for me.
Is that what you're doing? Yes. You're all right, good for you.
Hey, buddy. The hacker in action.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So, yeah. So, is that your...
That is my most improved player. Took it going, well, at least we'll get, you know, a pumpkin episode out where if there are some losers out there who are like, get to the pumpkin episode. I can't wait till for them to try a pumpkin episode. I was just trying to appease the fan base because I'm, you know, I care about my fans. And,
yeah.
And if we have any, I don't know. I think we have listeners. I don't know if we have any fans. But... I do what's best for them.
for them.
And I thought that's what they wanted.
You always just think about them.
I don't even know if I exist, Lois. I spent so much time thinking about other people. I'm a humanitarian.
Oh man. So yeah. So what's mine? Let's see. So,
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Speaking of novelties, there's this big trend right now in alcoholic beverages in which they want to replicate sodas, replicate soft drinks.
Ooh.
So we happen to have one. I don't know how we got to it, but we got around to acquiring Henry's Hard Ginger Ale.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes. Yeah. And I was reluctant. I was a little hesitant to even taste it, to drink it, because I'm a fan of ginger ale. It's my favorite airplane drink when I'm flying.
Me too.
Oh man,
it settles my stomach.
What about being 30,000 feet up in the air makes ginger ale so delicious?
I don't know. I get it every time.
I'm not sure.
When we fly to Vegas, by the time they give you your ginger ale, they're like, "I'd finish that quick because we're about to be landing."
Like, no problem.
The flight from Los Angeles to Vegas takes the length of a small little pint of ginger ale, and then you're there.
15 minutes. So yeah, Henry's Hard Ginger Ale is my most improved player, because upon tasting it, I was like, man, yeah, this isn't going to be one of our regular brews. But hey, if I have this, I'm going to have a good time drinking it.
I sadly could not put it in my rotation, mm-hmm, just because I was ashamed. Because I go, well, it's not an ale. It's not a, what is it? And we were hurt,
yeah,
a lot by especially all this root beer trend.
Yes.
Not your father's root beer. Yeah, because he's
give it got a rest.
Taste. Oh, we're going to have an orange, soda. And I was like, no, that doesn't really work. And all these, it's just the root beers were disgusting. And then they came out with ginger ale, and I said, you know what? Let's give it a shot.
Let's taste that.
And boy, was that delicious.
It was a winner.
We had a happy episode that time.
And I mean, I would say that drink makes the all rookie first team, because I believe when we discovered it, I looked into yes, it, and it was a mere 3 months old.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That is true.
So yeah.
All rookie first team.
All rookie first team.
Well done.
Two people deep. So moving on to the next category, we have the International Player of the Year.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Now, they've come across the seas.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a down year for international talent. Because Los, I looked up every single beer like, well, maybe there's this over here.
Yeah.
Nope. And then I looked up, I don't know what's up with these beer sites, man. I think we're starting to become the go-to site for beer, because I looked up a big-time site,
yeah,
for beer rankings and, yeah, stuff. And they had a list of top 50 breweries or whatever that are, outside of America.
Yes.
And one of them on there was, 312. Who is that?
A Goose Island.
Goose Island. And I was like, Goose Island? Is that foreign? And I look and I clicked on it and it goes, based out of Chicago. And I go, well, that's not foreign.
Yeah, dope.
And I go, okay, you've lost me as a customer. I will no longer be going to that site.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
First and last time.
You should put them out in the air so they could avoid going on that site. Who was it? Give me the scoop.
I can't.
Okay.
First of all, do you still have your iPad as that Sam Jackson picture?
Samuel Jackson, damn right.
If you go back and listen, jeez, man, I don't
January,
even know.
January, I think.
I don't even know if it's up anymore. I think we've eclipsed that on the site because we have, we can only hold like 20 episodes at a time.
Yeah.
This the episode where Sam Jackson almost ruined the podcast and got you fired. And he's still this guy's desktop background on his iPad.
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere.
It wouldn't be a desktop if it's an iPad. But you know what I mean.
But he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
So, International Player of the Year. It was a bad year, Los. Mm-hmm. My international pick was the Polish beer. Pardon me if I screw this up. Zvek.
Oh, was I there on that episode?
You were not there. I think that was... a Casey episode or a talk. It was some episode where you weren't there.
Somebody. Well, maybe it was
Dr. Thunder.
Because...
I don't know. I thought two people drank it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. So what did I grade that? Was...
Oh, yeah. So looking at
like a C-.
How do you pronounce that?
Zvek.
Zvek. Oh.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I do not see that. Oh, I'm on season one.
It's
sorry.
Like ZYWI.
Oh yeah, C-.
C-. That's the Andrea. It's the Andrea Bargnani International man. Years. That Bargnani, well, I guess he's the best, but geez, oh Pete.
Wow. Okay, so with Mayans, I consider now. Excuse me for the ignorance, because this may not be international, but it was foreign to me.
So, it better not be Hawaiian, because no. I thought about taking two Hawaiian beers and I couldn't stomach it.
Wailua, no. Lindeman's Frambois Lambic.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, that is my Kristaps Porzingis of this season.
Is that foreign? Is Lindeman's brewed?
It sounds foreign to me. Not one of those words is of the English language.
Kristaps Porzingis is actually from Wisconsin. It's just his name.
Kristaps Porzingis of Madison, Wisconsin. No, so, yeah, because you and I both remember that episode. We were just gushing, you know, we were...
I still love it. Oh, man. It's going to show up later in the award show.
Drinking what I'm drinking now, which, spoiler alert, isn't Lindeman's, I'm still tasting Lindeman's while I sip it.
I do. It's had a strong taste.
Yeah.
If that's... I go with that, but I don't know. I think I looked it up and found out it wasn't... That it's brewed in America.
New Jersey or something.
There you go.
But well, yeah, you gave it an A+. I gave it an A-.
Let's just put Kona on there.
That is... that is... people on your way to BevMo or your local liquory, buy Lindeman's Frambois Lambic. I know it's a mouthful. I know it's not English.
Now explain people what the Lambic is.
The Lambic is a fruit sort of... it's a fermented fruit drink. Sort of the taste, man.
Which one?
It's a red fruit. Is it a berry?
The frambiose is raspberry.
Raspberry. There we go.
Palm, which we also had on here, is apple.
It's apple, okay.
And spoiler alert, we got another one in the fridge waiting for season 3.
Uh-oh. Jeez. Boom, boom, boom.
They have pear ones. They have peach ones. Man. They have a cherry one.
Whoa, buddy.
So,
yes.
If you go to Lindeman's, the frambiose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's frambois.
Well, I got chewed out by our social media manager, who actually has been to Paris and knew how to pronounce it. And I don't remember what he said was the right one, but I was saying it wrong.
He's listening via an FM radio in the French cafe currently with a croissant. And he's like, oh, man, these guys butchered it again. So
first you tell the guy to go kill himself, what? Now you're making fun of him for other reasons?
What?
The social media manager.
What? How am I making fun of him?
You're being insulting with croissants.
I love croissants.
This is an award show. Can you keep it a little classy, please?
You're accusing me of being Ricky Gervais over here?
Oh, yeah. No.
Come on.
You're Eddie Izzard.
Oh. I'm just...
That's not an insult.
I'm envious that he's been to Paris.
I hate you.
Oh, come on. So, anyway.
I'm done with you.
No, he's not.
Season 3 is going to be me and a talking pie.
Of all of the ones that we've mentioned thus far, go ahead with Lindeman's Frambois Lambic. It's a delicious raspberry drink. It's perfect for a Sunday afternoon. You could chill out to it. You could drink it in excess. I would just advise to drive responsibly. So, there you go.
Or recreationally.
That too.
Drive recreationally.
If you're in the golf cart. So, executive of the year. This is a big one. Because it represents...
By the way, did I forget to put six-man on there?
Six-man, yes you did. But we'll come six up with that.
Six-man's going to be on there. But we'll go to executive. We're going to because no one likes the executive.
The executive of the year is an institution. So that means it's a brewery who most likely we've drank either... more than one of their selections, or it was just such a standout that it represents the entire organization. So I ask you, what was your executive of the year?
Well, first of all, last year's executives of the year, mm-hmm. the very deserved hype of Lost Coast Brewery from you.
Yes.
And hailing all the way overseas from Chicago, Illinois, Goose Island, was executive of the year for me. This year,
mm-hmm.
it's the people you just mentioned, Lindemans.
Oh.
Because, man, they have a sizable portion of that BevMo, you know, everywhere. Man, we're giving so much press to BevMo. send us some free stuff, please.
What are you guys doing?
Some pistachios or something. Some of those dark chocolate caramels.
I'll take a pint of guacamole.
Oh, that too. And yeah. And queso.
Oh.
Let's go to Qdoba after this.
Okay, let's go.
We gotta find our way there.
Get some lunch.
So, man, I had to go with Lindemann's because everything we've had now, I love the raspberry. Mm-hmm. The apple we had on this
podcast. Decent.
It was pretty decent, too. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the cherry. I like the way they're very different than any other beer I've had.
Yes.
Every single one, I'm like, this doesn't taste like any other beer I've had, which how many of beers have we had where we wouldn't be able to identify?
There's a lot.
That's a game we'll be playing in season 3. Not that anyone will listen because no one likes listening to our game episodes.
No.
They turn in record low numbers. Yeah, those are infamous. You guys do game episodes? Yeah, you just don't listen.
You just turn it off. Your subconscious instructs you to just put your phone down and walk away. Maybe go for a run.
That's a good idea. Good for you.
Yeah, so Lindemann's. Wow, that is a surprise.
Who did you have?
I had Amgang Brewery. They're famous. I think with the exception of one, which was the cherry, which was delicious, by the way, with the exception of the cherry beer that we drank, what was that one called? Amgang Rosetta Cherry Ale.
Rosetta.
Both you and I graded an A apiece.
Yeah.
But Amgang is famous for their Game of Thrones series.
They also have, I always see Three Philosophers in there, which we've never had.
Yes.
Which could be a season 3 beer.
So it's quite the undertaking to sort of, you know, apply or brew beers applied to the most popular TV series out right now. And I think, man, they do a hell of a job. Incorporating the storylines, characters, key landmarks or what have you to the series.
Take the blacks.
And still make something delicious out of it. The creativity's impeccable. I'm impressed. I don't think I've graded anything that I've drank from there lower than a B-. So, yeah, they win Executive of the Year for 2 years running. I must say, on another note, that we've thought Speakeasy could take it over the top, yet they faltered before they could get to the championship. They are the San Antonio Spurs of the last 2 years.
Well, you know what it is every now and then they hit you with a disappointing beer. Because I remember, I think Payback wasn't too bad, and there was another one that was really good, and Scarlet.
Yes.
I remember Scarlet being disappointing. Mm-hmm. I remember their blonde being a little disappointing.
Oh, man, the blonde.
Almost every time. I mean, Umgang's almost, you know, it's a near hit every single time.
Yeah.
It gets right in that target zone where I'm like, that's where I want you to be. The hoppy one wasn't for me. The one that just recently came out. That wasn't mine. But, you know, I did have two other brews that day, and they were both delicious.
Another runner-up was Kona on my book.
Yes.
I think what killed it for both of us was the, what was it, the Golden Ale?
In fairness, I don't think Kona is a microbrewery anymore.
Oh.
I think they were bought out by Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're owned by, I can't remember somebody. Listener of the podcast works with them or something. Or a friend of the listener. I can't remember. But yeah,
we'll bring them on.
Yeah, come on, guys, come on over. But yeah, Kona, they were one beer short from being a strong contender in this field. But yeah, there was the big wave Golden Ale, which you awarded a C+, myself also a C+. But after tasting Walua Wheat, we were ready to crown these guys.
Yeah, because I remember that was the lost episode.
Yes.
And the beer was so good that we had to come back as it go. We had to review that again.
And we awarded it
for the
again.
People.
Yeah.
For the people.
Yeah. See how dedicated we are to you guys? By the way, if some hacker could recover that lost episode, please come forward.
Please don't look into our stuff. It's lost. Let's just leave it at that.
That was a great episode, by the way.
So it was, it was, I think we were classically at each other's throats, which always make for a great episode.
So yeah, were there any, speaking of which, before we move on to the next one, were there any other runners up for executive of the year?
I mean, New Belgium is another one that has always lost it, right? And, you know, because we thought they were going to win it last year. Thought they were going to win it this year. And, you know, it's, they've had ones that falter. And maybe it's just, maybe I got to try one of those IPAs that they have. What's that? Citrus? Is that Citrus IPA that I always see in stores? And I'm like, oh, that's a New Belgium one.
Ranger?
Ranger's another one. Citrus, I'm like, ooh, citrus. Yeah, because you're a fan. And then I see IPA, and I go, damn.
For season three, our goal should be getting Maxwell Stevens over his hump of being afraid of IPAs.
It could have been Stone Cold, but he didn't want to come on the podcast. Oh,
we ripped them apart.
And by didn't want to come on the podcast means he probably didn't get the memo.
His intern didn't read our email.
I know we seem like a big podcast, but we're not, guys.
We're grassroots, guys.
We're grassroots for the people, by the people.
Of the people.
Of the
Yes, sir. Guys.
For the people, by the people, of the people. That might be into our opening credits there, Los. It's something we got to say along with all the other rhetoric we normally say.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to the sixth man of... The sixth man of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, this is a guy who will mention the lineup later. You're starting five.
What does it mean to be a sixth man?
But, man, you're the X factor when it comes off the bench. Now, hey, maybe you're all out of your options. Maybe you're at a party and everyone's drank the first and the second choice. But, hey, in the back of the fridge, you have that beer. It comes out. People continue to have a good time. In fact, they thank you for what you gave them.
This wasn't bad. I actually liked that. It was a pleasant surprise.
Wow, I didn't think of that.
Thank you for not having a fridge full of Coors Light, which I can proudly say I never have had.
Good for you.
Thank you.
The people thank you.
I'm for the people, by the people, of the people.
So, when we talk about your sixth man of the year, who is it? Who do we have here?
Okay, so last year's sixth man... you and I, it seemed like we kind of had a toss-up.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Alley Cat, which was also Lost Coast Brewery.
Yeah.
And Curious Traveler Lemon Shandy.
Yes.
Now, it's odd because everywhere I look now, there's no Curious Traveler.
No.
But there's still Elusive Traveler Grapefruit.
Yes.
And I'm like, that was great, but the Lemon Shandy was... It was an institution.
It was something special.
It was a champion. Why is Lemon Shandy playing overseas? And why is Pau Gasol? They're like, we don't need Pau Gasol, but let's get Marc Gasol. I'm like, man, Pau Gasol's better.
He has rings.
Pau's got rings. He's just a better athlete.
He could shoot from long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, very upset about the disappearance of Elusive Traveler, because that was a great six. Maybe go, everyone should like Elusive Traveler. Mm-hmm. So Lemon Shandy, it's delicious.
Tastes like lemon heads.
You had, oh, by the way, I didn't read International Player of the Years either.
Oh,
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
You had Longboard and Great White.
Ooh.
Two incredible, those could be starters on any other team.
Any team.
But they're a championship off the bench.
Man, that first... Season one of Booze and Basketball, we had some hitters.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man.
And now we're getting to the end of the the beer.
Well, the salary
the checkout line.
Well, the salary cap hit us hard last season. We had to pay the luxury tax, so we had to get some mid-level guys.
We
got to
start
newcomers.
We got to start searching. Like, we got to become like the Spurs, where we start scouting everywhere. Like, let's go into this little hole in the wall liquor store and see what they got. And they're like, oh, we got all sorts of weird beers and stuff.
We're at BevMo trying to acquire the superstars.
Yeah.
They're going to other squads.
We gotta stop looking at the Al Horfords and Al Jeffersons and start going after guys who don't exist. You know, the Dragon Benders of the world. Anyway, speaking of Dragon Bender, International Players of the Year, I went with an Italian beer last year, Birra Moretti.
Birra Moretti.
And you went with Maloc Pear Cider.
Yeah, Maloc.
I've had since the award show. Delicious. Delicious. I have not had beer.
Delicious.
I haven't had the pleasure, the privilege.
So,
anyway, sixth man of the year. I actually kind of forgot about this one because it was one of those beers that we had towards the beginning of season two, and I bought it at the end of season one, mm-hmm. and so it was just sitting, you know, just, sitting by the wayside for like a month while we were doing all those best of episodes.
Yeah.
And this one is Black Market, the brewery. Black Market Brewery's Embargo Imperial Brown Ale, mm-hmm. which I was very impressed with. Mm-hmm. Grades on that, Loves.
And Black Market's Embargo got an A from you, and as well an A from your friendly neighborhood Loves.
Yes.
Embargo. I didn't expect that from you.
I looked back and I was like, you know, that did get two A's. Yeah. I don't really remember too much. I had to look up the logo to be reminded. And sure enough, I looked up that artwork. And I said, oh, yeah, I do remember that being pretty good. So it's one of those things that was sitting in the back of my fridge exactly like we talked about. And I go, well, let's just try this. And I go, oh, this is pretty good. You know who I liken it to?
Who?
A Bite of Purple Haze. Remember that?
Oh, A Bite of Purple Haze.
Not something that you're like, I'm going to buy this consistently. But you buy it and stick it in the back somewhere and kind of forget about it. And that's that extra beer.
Yeah. But when you need your Mo Spates out there to hit some threes out in the clutch.
Oh, man.
A Bite comes out.
Where's he going?
Clippers.
Oh, jeez, man.
Well.
He'll be the best player on that team.
Buy your jerseys now before they sell out.
Jesus. How about you?
Man, because you don't remember Embargo, I'll get to Embargo later. Hint, hint. Oh, but with my sixth man, I choose Lair of the Bear.
Ooh!
So Lair of the Bear was a seasonal drink, which we didn't know at the time.
It was seasonal?
Yeah.
What season?
It was winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that had 9.5% alcohol.
So Lair of the Bear, which it was close with also being Defensive Player of the Year, which we'll get to. But it was very strong, but it was quite delicious as well. So it had us on our back, but it had us a little drooly in the mouth as well. So because of that, you awarded it an A. I awarded it an A-. Sixth man of the year. I break that out at the end of the party where people think they're sort of sobering up. I bring it out. Everyone's on their backs again. So, Lair of the Bear, shout outs for the night that we had.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, can we use that to transition to the Defensive Player of the Year?
Yes, we can. Because Lair of the Bear was 9.5% alcohol by volume, if I remember correctly.
That is correct. And that's why I picked it as my Defensive Player of the Year. So you said that you would bring it off the bench, like, oh, at the end of a party, let me get these people looking up. See, it was so good that, and 9.5% alcohol, I'm bringing that out first.
Ooh.
And I'm going, let's all get tanked now, and we're going to party hard all night.
You're going to force turnovers from the opponent.
Yeah, because, and the thing was, what, it got an A from both of us?
Yes.
Lair of the Bear is so much better, I think, personally, mm-hmm. than last year's Big Dotty.
Yeah.
Because if you were a member of Big Dotty, mm-hmm. Big Dotty IPA, I actually went back and listened to our podcast where the award show where we drank Big Daddy, and I had that story about I was so drunk after Big Daddy that I went out and was doing errands and stuff and taking care of stuff, and I had to pee.
Yeah.
And
you smell Big Daddy.
I peed Big Daddy. Like, you could bottle it up, and somebody would open it and go, oh, that's Big Daddy. I'm like, no, that's pee. I peed after I drank
Big Daddy. Pee, you big dope. It's pee.
But the problem with Big Daddy was, even though it was a high percentage of alcohol, mm-hmm. it did not taste good to me. Like, maybe that was the IPA
thing. It was decent
for
me.
It was very strong, mm-hmm. like that piney, you know, hoppy taste that just hit me. I gave it like a C-, D+.
Yeah,
I think.
Big Daddy was a double IPA, so yeah.
Yeah, and Reverend we drank also, which was like 11-12% mm-hmm. alcohol, mm-hmm. and that was super strong, and it didn't taste good. Neither of those tasted great to me. Lair of the Bear not only had 9.5% alcohol, which is fairly high, compared to your average 4.5, so it's mm-hmm. almost double what you would expect in a beer, and it hid almost all of that alcohol. You might not even be able to taste the alcohol. It was delicious. So because of that, I'm not bringing that off the bench. That's going to be my starting big that's going to hit people in the mouth.
He's
that's
going to get them in foul trouble.
My Steven Adams, my Draymond Green. I mm-hmm. need somebody with some athleticism, some power. And Lair of the Bear did it perfectly because not only was it powerful, It was smooth. It had a smooth, polished game around the basket, Los. It's not even Steven Adams because it could get the ball and beautifully put it back in. It was oh boy. It was Wilt the Stilt.
Or the late Nate Thurmond. May he rest in peace.
I was going to ask you and your dad about that. And
I need to speak to my pops about Nate Thurmond because I only know surface how good of a player he was. My dad will go more in depth. So stay tuned for a future episode.
Very good. I was excited because I like when we get to talk about old ball players.
Maybe I'll record.
Papa Des Roses.
Maybe I'll record one of our phone calls one of these days and put it on the episode.
Why don't we have him on? Yeah, is he a well-spoken young man?
Oh, man. Where do you think I get it from? Now, I could only wish.
I would love to have your dad on the podcast and interview him.
My dad's one of those where it confused and perplexed my sisters and I as kids when he used to get super mad at us, but when he was super mad he'd use these humongous just beautiful words. When he's angry he just throws out the dictionary at you and you're like, I don't even know what you're saying. What do you want me
and
to do?
And that's why you enunciate and you harp on those big words. Does it remind you of your pops?
Not so much, because you clown me on my Colorado accent.
No, that's not a Colorado accent.
Yes, we drop our T's.
You do it with the accent.
If I were still holding on to my Colorado,
but you style of speaking, how you feeling today, Los? I am ecstatic.
Yeah,
you stop and like you put your whole body into that word. Like
if I were still in Colorado, I'd be saying accent. See, like just dropping it like
that's,
accent.
That's not a Colorado thing. That's but a worldwide thing. That's just people being lazy. What were we talking about?
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
So
I think I have a hell of a pick.
Go
out and get some Lair of the Bear.
Do it. I don't think it's out right now, but wait a few months. Try and hunt until like October.
Man, that needs to be a full-time full-time beer.
Yeah. Shout out to Lair of the Bear. It is
Lair of the Bear Barrel-Aged Imperial Stout.
By Mammoth Brewing Company. It's a, Russian Imperial Stout. Mammoth is also native of California. So, yeah, if you're in...
So it's Russian?
It's a Russian Imperial Stout.
So I may... Can I put that as my international?
No amendments. No.
I'd love to move that to my international.
Come on, dude. Come on. Okay, so moving on. I will loop it right around from where we just were to Black Market Embargo as my defensive player of the year. Because... Now, when we talk about On Our Backs, this was like maybe our first or second episode of the season. We were out on a loop on that episode due to Embargo's 9.8 alcohol by volume. And not only was it 9.8, which like you said, I mean, you could have a strong beer and it not taste good, but Embargo had, you know, hints of like chocolate. And it had some spices like vanilla and like very tasty, delicious dessert caliber beer, but very strong. In fact, I hardly remember that episode. When I look back on the list, I was like, oh, we drank that? No wonder I forgot, because man,
we were both messed
up. I had us out. And shout outs to Embargo for their, if you're in BevMo right now, try and track that down, because their art for the label and the packaging is quite similar to what Speakeasy does, and it has this very noirish type aesthetic to it.
Yes.
So I enjoyed that. So Embargo, it had a Castro like figure on it, I believe.
Ew.
Yeah, because Embargo, you know, not trading with Cuba, but that's changed now because it's a new world.
Baseball's for everyone.
Yeah. There you go. So Embargo got my defensive player of the year. Did you already tell the audience who we picked last year for defensive players?
Defensive player of the year was the Reverend for you, Big Daddy IPA for me.
Okay, fair enough. Now, moving on to the MVP. Who was your most valuable player, aka who I argue that the MVP in the NBA should become player of the year, because that MVP, most valuable player term, is sort of antiquated in its significance, because it's we don't sort of herald the most valuable player now, because if you're thinking most valuable player, for instance, now you Damian Lillard, LeBron James, arguably. But some of those guys where you take them out of the equation and they're
You take LeBron off of Cleveland. They're not. They're going to nothing. The bottom three in the East.
Same as Portland. There's a few other players where you take them out.
Everybody walked off of Portland. And Damian turned them into a playoff team with CJ McCollum.
Yeah. So, wow. So I argue that it should be player of the year, but hey, those terms are interchangeable when we're here talking about our favorite beer of season two of Booze and Basketball, the best of both worlds.
Man, I'm torn.
For the people, by the people, of the people.
Los, I am torn.
What are you torn with? Now, now we've followed up our picks with last year's, but let's just turn the clock back and share with the group who last year's MVP was from both of us.
Last year, I went with the Mississippi Mud, which if you look behind me, the...
There's still a bottle.
The big old bottle right there. It's clean because they have the best bottle in the business. Mm-hmm. Mississippi Mud. Man, they have that big old...
A jug.
A jug. And they just got a jug.
It's jug in every sense of the word.
It's great looking. It's great marketing. And it's relatively cheap because you buy it by the jug.
Yeah.
I think it's like $3 a jug or something.
Looks like someone just made it in their backyard in a shed.
I love it so much.
A shed.
I also like moonshine. I had moonshine for the first time my last birthday.
That's probably why your beard's the way it is right now.
I shaved my beard, did you notice?
Yeah, I did.
I think the moonshine...
Look a little more coiffed.
It fell off. I just drink some with moonshine. You had the good brother, Thelonious.
The brother. Man. That is just... Man, it puts you in a different world when you taste Brother Thelonious.
Yes.
You just... I don't know. You go back to the monastery where Brother Thelonious dwells.
And raisin. You could. That was the first. Remember, season one. One of the themes of season one was that Los always tasted raisins in things
and bananas.
But then when we got to Brother Thelonious, I could finally. It's like that kid who sees a ghost and swear, and no one else sees it. It's like there's a ghost right there. We're like, stop faking. And then finally, like, I'm like, hey, there's a ghost. And you're like, finally. That's what it was with the raisins and Los here. But both fantastic picks, and I'm torn, Los.
What are you torn between?
But what we drank, because if anyone remembers last year's Booze and Basketball Awards, I hinted at what was going to be this year's Booze and Basketball Awards.
Because
we didn't have it on the podcast last year. I go, you can better believe I'm going to have it this year. And I'm going to make that, you know, that's probably going to be a front runner for MVP. But I can't do it, Los.
You can't do it. Why is that?
Because I just sat here drinking it.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, I dream of times gone by.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the song.
Hey, it is now. Download it on iTunes.
I remember the two times.
Yes.
That we had to drink Wailua Wheat.
I'm crying.
And we lost that episode, Los, of Wailua Wheat. Yes. And I remember the spice and the coolness and how it just swigged down your throat like a waterfall. It raged. It's just... And it made that beautiful sound all the way down to your stomach when you peed it out later. And I'm sitting here drinking Tangerine Wheat and I'm like... This isn't Wailua Wheat, man. It's not it, Los. So I think I just decided 2 minutes ago that I think the MVP has got to be Wailua Wheat, son.
Yeah. I will echo that sentiment.
Oh!
Because it's... Steph Curry won the first unanimous MVP in recent memory, Wailua Wheat has to take that title. I mean, Mr. Maxwell Stevens said, so nice, we drank it twice.
That's never happened.
Well, it's never happened. We never saw it fit as happening. And we wanted to share that moment so much with you guys that a mere 2 weeks later, after we had already sipped that for the first time, we drank it again. And just like Brother Thelonious took me to another world, to another place, my happy place, if you will, Walua dumped me right back into those Hawaiian beaches, the oasis near the waterfall where you see that girl figure from afar. Just, you know, and it's almost like you're peeping at her and you're just in so much peace in the process.
This is like that movie. What is that movie? I don't remember. Where?
No, I don't remember that either.
I never saw the movie, but everyone always references it.
Yeah.
Gift of the Magi? Is that it? Did you ever see that?
No, I never saw that.
I think it's the thing where it's like, Menlos, I got you this. I had to sell this to get you your Christmas gift. You're like, well, I had to sell the thing that, you know, goes along with your present to sell you, get you my gift. Like, you know. And yeah. I feel like we just had one of those big moments where I'm like, I switched mine and I didn't know, you know, it's we met at the middle, son. It could have gone so badly.
It was like those rom-coms where you just let them go to the airport.
It's serendipity.
Yeah. You let them go to the airport because they have to go back home. Los, and then at the last
don't
minute.
Don't get on that plane. If you get on that plane, you're going to regret it. Maybe not now, but soon. And for the rest of your life.
You just thought Walua, we... On the way to the airport, they were going to take their flight back to Honolulu.
Some guy carried some porter carrying a case of it or something. Like, wait, don't go.
I thought I didn't matter.
I was a fool.
Yes, Walua Wee is the MVP for season 2 of Booz and Basketball.
Unanimously,
which you know as the best of both worlds. Make sure to check out boozeandbasketball.com for all your booze and basketball needs, because you know we're for the people, by the people, of the people. That's right. So at BevMo right now, rush yourself over to Walua Wheat en route to your barbecue or cookout or beach sitting, wherever you see fit. Walua Wheat belongs there. Yeah, not more needs to be said.
Year long?
Yes. All year long.
All week long. Every all day summer of the long. Week. All night long. Whatever you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Be drinking Walua Wheat with ya.
Yeah. From Mississippi to Mongolia.
Los.
To Birmingham to Bangkok.
Did you make a full team?
Did I make a full team? Now yes. I have a few members of my team. Are we looking for a starting five?
Yeah, who's your front court?
Okay.
You got a mean front court?
My mean front court. So Walua Wheat is my point guard masquerading as a shooting guard.
I have Walua Wheat as my point guard too. Because I just it's a distributor, it's a facilitator.
Yeah. I have Embargo as my he's my small forward, but he could guard all five positions.
That's why I have Embargo off the bench. Go whoever's tired first, Embargo could take the pressure off.
Yes, yeah, so and then Tangerine Wheat is my shooter.
That's who I have too. Man. I have Tangerine as my shooter.
Okay, hit it from long, man. And he's
so always Wheat's like a Russell Westbrook where you're like, well, we got a two guard, but the point guard can shoot too.
Yeah, so and then we have my big man, my center. He's a sweet finisher. Finishes with finesse, if you will. A la a 2009 Pau Gasol is the Elysian pumpkin ale.
I have the pumpkin ale as my power forward. As your power forward. We both have it in the front court.
Okay. And my power forward. Now, this is unexpected. This is Gumption.
Ooh.
Gumption, the cider.
I almost put Gumption on my team, and if I had done 10 spots instead of 9, I probably would have Gumption as my 10th man, but I get that.
Yeah. He's the guy. He's just there's a sea of sameness in terms of power forwards out there, and that's what I see with Siders out there. They're all the same. You could pick a Sider blindfolded, and you won't be able to tell what the difference is between one from the next, but Gumption will leave an impression on you, and you'll say, hey, let me have that one again. And that's why I choose him as my power forward.
I have center Lair the Bear. Elysian Night Owl. Mm. My small forward is that Frambios Lambic.
Yeah.
Tangerine Wheat and Walua Wheat.
Mm. That's good.
We have a lot in common.
It's a good lineup.
Yeah, we have three starters
in common. Who would have thought? Because many a times we've had very different opinions.
Last year, our lineups were very different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So who knows? Maybe we'll just be twins in season 3.
We're becoming the same person.
Maybe there will be one host of Booze and Basketball in season 3.
I don't know who we're going to talk to.
I don't know.
Off the bench, I have Embargo. Mm-hmm. I have Umgang's Take the Black Stout, which was delicious. It could fill a lot of roles. I have Elusive Traveler, Grapefruit. Mm-hmm. And then I have... I thought this was going to win MVP when we bought it. If I could have most overhyped, well, not even overhyped, because it was still great, was Dogfish Head's Namaste.
Yes.
It got an A-minus from me, and I wanted it so badly, because when I read the packaging, I was like, this is everything I've ever wanted in a beer, and it just didn't exceed expectations.
Faded into the background at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, hey, all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Great player.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted a little bit more. Yeah. You're not ready yet.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, LaMarcus is a fine player. He's a great player. He deserves a max contract. Namaste deserves everything. It just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Disappointedly. Hey, try it. It's still one of those things you would like Namaste. It got an A-. What did it get from you?
Namaste got an A for me.
It's a fine.
Yeah.
It's great.
A-.
We didn't have a whole lot of A's in season 2.
No. There were a lot of C's, a lot of B's, a couple of D's, one C++,
What got the F+, Lose?
May I take us back?
What failed?
From Super Bowl Sunday, where I was terribly disappointed, and not just the outcome of the game, but also due to Old Chubb Scotch Ale, which came in a green can as part of a variety pack that also featured Dale's Pale Ale, Mama's Little Yellow Pills, and something else.
Because it was a Pilsner. Yes. That's why they named it that. Which I was like, that's clever.
Should have named it Piss. But, but yeah, Old Chubb Scotch Ale was so bad, it didn't even belong. It was an outcast in the trash can. Like, in the sea of just a bunch of rotten cabbage one place, rotten milk in another, it stood out and it's like, oh, this doesn't belong here. We got to create a different bin there. That's how bad Old Chubb Scotch Ale was. Stay away from that, guys. Stay far, far away. And also to note, New Belgium's Pear Ginger got a C++ from me. Because it was decent.
That's ultimately what stopped New Belgium from winning Executive of the Year.
It was decent, but it just didn't deserve a B from me. So I had to apply another plus to that C.
Lowe's gets real wonky with the grades. That's why he won't be back for season 3.
And New Belgium has to suffer through it, because with Snapshot, I decided not to even grade it. I liked it so much.
Yes.
And now with poor New Belgium and their Pear Ginger, I had to not just give it a C+, but a C++.
That hurts. That hurts.
So maybe this will encourage New Belgium to come back again next year.
They come keep trying. Just like the Thunder kept trying. They
kept trying.
You didn't lose Kevin Durant.
Now they have their Victor Oladipo. Let's see how that works out.
Keep going, New Belgium. You got a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah. Great job for the... Hey, and this is a bonus, by the way, because it just sprung through my mind, and you know I care very much about it.
Sure.
Is the artwork, the packaging artwork, off the top of the head. You could even take a look at the list.
I thought about doing that. Who has the best artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that you can think of immediately?
Immediately? I keep coming back to Speakeasy, and there are many art forms. Vendetta was a good one. Scarlet was an amazing one. I like Gumption for the how they own that whole circus vibe. There's quite a few out there. Ultimately, the reason why I keep considering Speakeasy isn't just because their creativity and their consistency in terms of just throwing things against the wall, but also due to their artwork.
Yeah, I love their artwork. I also would have said Gumption, too.
Yes.
So I was like, man, I thought about putting Gumption first, but I was like, but everything that Speakeasy does great logo.
Going into season three, I would recommend Speakeasy maybe scale it back a little bit on the art department.
Focus on the flavor. And maybe
invest more in the flavor.
Also, if I'm going to do worst artwork,
yeah,
I got to go with Clown Shoot. Because it's, you know, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
But it's just so ridiculous. And I'm like, put way more effort into your taste.
Oh, man, no. Because
Clown Shoes hasn't come close to vying for any awards or anything on this.
Oh, no. So I would put Space Bloody Orange Cider.
Oh, that was terrible, too.
Yeah, the worst artwork, arguably one of the worst tastes out there. It was just a spit in your face sort of effort. And I'm insulted.
They pulled a Circuit City. And on that note,
oh man.
Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us for another season.
Yeah.
We're 2 seasons into this, buddy.
On our way to the 3rd.
If I would have thought, I mean, I kind of had an idea that we were going to get here, but it's good to be here.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to get to the top of the mountain, but now that we're here, feels great.
For a while, we were screaming and whining, are we there yet? And now we're here, and it feels very rewarding.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We're going to have our best of greatest hits. That'll bring you closer and closer to anticipating, hopefully, if you're still fans, season 3, which we should have a lot
in. And get some new fans.
Some new fans. Tell your friends out there.
Tell them we're like Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal the podcast, not Captain Crunch. Yeah. I mean, we're a little bit both. We're like Cereal and Cereal.
Yeah.
We're like the podcast and the food.
Cereal with a C and an S.
We're not an oatmeal podcast.
No, we're not.
But you've been listening to Booze and Basketball.
The best of both worlds.
And make sure you check out boozeandbasketball.com
for all your booze and basketball needs.
And look on, you know, Instagram, Podomatic,
New York Times,
Bleacher Report.
Yahoo, ESPN,
the newspaper, television,
Martha Stewart Living,
your grandma's cupboard,
yeah,
and anywhere podcasts are found.
And don't forget, remember, we're Booze and Basketball. We're for the people, by the people, of the people. Thank you.
And as we always say,
mahalo.